Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: من استبد برأيه هلك، ومن شاور الرجال شاركها في عقولها.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, "He who acts solely according to his own opinion gets ruined, and he who consults other people shares in their understanding."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Dear friends, we find in the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, a great many virtues and morals and ethics and these great lofty values that are seen in the living miracle of the Messenger of Allah. Now, of course, we see bravery and courage and altruism and generosity, chivalry and helping the poor and helping the needy and helping widows, and of course, guiding the Muslim Ummah, opposing the enemies of Allah, fighting against the enemies of Allah, supporting and defending the friends of Allah, defending Islam, protecting Islam, and so many other beautiful qualities and characteristics which we find in the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Of course, these beautiful characteristics and various aspects of the beautiful and universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam have been dealt with in many of our previous programs as well. Here we find that the Messenger of Allah is quoted by one of his esteemed and early companions from the early era of Islam by the name of Ammar ibn Yasir. And so Ammar ibn Yasir, he says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasallam says, I advise people and the Muslims in general to believe in the Imamah of Ali ibn Abi Talib, for one who believes in me and accepts my prophethood. Because whoever accepts his imamah, meaning the imamah of Imam Ali alayhi salam, has accepted my imamah and my prophethood, my nubuwa. And whosoever believes in my wilayah will enter the wilayah of Allah, and Allah is pleased with that individual. Such a powerful tradition here, pointing towards the fact that one must believe in the imamah and the wilaya of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now, of course, if one is to believe and have faith in and have iman in the imamah and the wilaya of Imam Ali alayhi salam, then of course one must be aware of and familiar with the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Who was this imam? And who was this wali of Allah, what his personality was, what his characteristics were, what his ethical and moral virtues were, what were the lofty values that he adhered to. And of course, this is, as we have always said, Imam Ali alayhi salam was the best and most perfect and the most kamil and perfect, complete disciple of the Messenger of Allah and disciple of the Holy Quran. And of course, he was the immaculate and infallible imam of the successors of the Messenger of Allah. And so in the words of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, whoever wants to accept the nubuwa and the imamah of the Messenger of Allah must accept the imamah of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, and whoever believes in their wilaya will ultimately enter the wilaya of the Almighty Allah. Another beautiful and profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRib English Radio, the program To My Brother. This moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرضه وحجته على عباده السلام عليك يا أمير
المؤمنين. Peace be upon you, all trusted guardian, appointed by Allah to administer His earth and to convince the mankind to accept His plan. Peace be upon you, O Amir al-Mu'mineen. I testify that you made utmost efforts, as it should be, in the cause of Allah, acted upon His book, followed the way of life of His Prophet, blessings of Allah be on him and his children, to the last moment of your life, until Allah invited you to come unto Him and used His discretion to take you away and sealed your enemy's doom with the blame that the arguments had been made known to one and all through you. O Allah, let me be happy and satisfied with that which Thou considers good for me, Let me agree with that which thou decides for me. Let me passionately remember thee and invoke thee. Let me be in love with thy pure and sincere friends. Let me be well liked and respected on the earth and in the heavens. Let me be unruffled and well composed in the midst of misfortunes. Let me be gratefully thankful in prosperity. Let me be mindful of much and more bounties. Let me ardently desire for the heart-warming meeting with thee, well equipped with piety to gain my end on the day of requital. Let me follow into the footsteps of thy representatives. Let me disassociate myself from the mannerism of thy enemies. Let me pass my time in this world by praising and glorifying thee. كل صبح وكل شراب أيام تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاق أيام قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridvi.
Our narrators talk about this story. They narrate these words: لَعُطِيَنَّ الرَّعْيَ غَدًا رَجُلًا كَرَّارًا غَيْرَ فَرَّارًا. But the entire focus and attention of the orators, as well as the ordinary Shias, who do not want to bring themselves to a higher level of spirituality, is focused on three words only that Rasulullah used there for Ali. One was Rajulan, he is a man. Karraran, a fighter who turns right and left and front to fight. Ghayr Farrar, doesn't run away. These are the physical attributes of Amir al-Mu'mineen, and no doubt he was. He had exceptional courage and strength that Ali never was defeated in any battle in his life. But that is the physical level. What is the spiritual level? Rasulullah mentions something which is very profound in those words. He didn't only say that command that I'll give to a person, يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, that he loves Allah and Rasul, but he said, يُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ. Allah and Allah's Messenger also loves him. This is where we see that this is the only confirmation that we have from Rasulullah as a trustworthy and truthful messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Ali is the mahbub of Rasul as well as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why in our adhan also we proudly mention the statement, Ashhadu anna Aliyan waliyullah.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.